this actually is from Dr. Kiki Science Hour.
Oh, Dr. Kiki.
Yes, Dr. Kiki. And she was interviewing Greg Poland. Greg Poland is from the, he's at the Vaccine Research Center at the Mayo Clinic.
It turned out that this pandemic H1N1 virus that we've just had two waves of turned out to be a very lethal virus for pregnant women.
Oh, really? Where was that reported, John?
Play it again?
He said, well, this is not the meme, but he said, listen to what he says.
It turned out that this pandemic H1N1 virus that we've just had two waves of.
Two waves of?
Turned out to be a very lethal virus for pregnant women.
Really?
Oh, really?
I didn't hear that. A very lethal virus for pregnant women. And notice how he talks about the two waves. The two waves.
Yeah, now, that way they get that kind of thinking in the public mind. Because if there's two, there could be three.
And as you know, it's always the third wave of the tsunami, the one that is the one that really kills. It's the lucky three. So keep listening as he starts to lay out his true agenda.
And in fact, the military, the Department of Defense, and the NIH are looking or developing a program where they would either come up with antibodies or convalescent serum from people who had other people who had been infected and recovered and now have really high antibody titers of it, and use that as a potential treatment for people who were at severe risk of dying of that infection.
This sounds like a science fiction story.
This is the lead researcher for vaccines from the Mayo Clinic, one of the most prestigious clinics in the world. It continues.
Pregnant women might be one group of those individuals.
Yeah, and did they do that research? Is that something ongoing?
The Navy, right? The Navy. Here's where it comes.
Interestingly enough, we had a teleconference about this yesterday.
Listen to the I'm glad you brought that up. We had a teleconference because I'm in the know. Interestingly enough. It's interesting you bring that up.
And this is ongoing work that the Navy is funding and the NIH.
Well, that's good. I'm glad somebody's working on it.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Kiki.
Good.
You know, of course, the whole
here it comes.
The thing that causes me to gnash my teeth and causes me a lot of anxiousness is that we develop these vaccines in higher and higher technologic ways that are hard to communicate to the public.
Ah. Hey, you stupid slave.
What is he saying?
Wait, listen. You are, you know, this is high science. This is high technology.
High science.
It's very difficult to communicate this to the public.
The people are idiots.
You need to shut up and sit down, slave.
Right.
So the more high tech it is and the more science fiction-y that it sounds.
The more science fiction it is.
Skip logic, he sounds like.
The harder it is to communicate to the public, and the more suspicion they have.
Yeah, really? You don't
You wonder why.
As to the safety of that vaccine, and the more problem we have getting them to take that vaccine. So here is where the intersection of psychology and human behavior dramatically impacts the science and the health of the public.
Okay, here it comes. Here's where we all go wrong, John.
And also fear about the military funding research projects.
Sure, the military, the government.
I'm sure there are tons of conspiracy theories that'll come out of
raising my hand. Hello, Dr. Kiki, I'm raising my hand. I'm the conspiracy theory over here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we hear these all the time, including some that are really outrageous. I mean, there was a theory floating around that the government was putting
something in his throat.
Yeah, listen to his
theory. No, that's a sign of it. This guy's just about to lie.
Oh, really?
No, cleared his throat just before he said this. Let's go back.
Yeah, I'm
listening. Around that the government.
Oh, good catch. Okay, but listen to what he says.
The government was putting something in certain lots of vaccines and somehow funneling these only to members of minority communities to either make them sick or to decrease fertility rates.
Had you heard that?
No.
Neither had I. He's the guy.
We're the conspiracy guys. I mean, come on.
I had never heard this up.
I never heard that.
kill black people. Here it comes.
Oh, no.
This is crazy thinking.
It's crazy thinking.
But how do you combat that sort of thinking? An interesting book has been written about.
Here's the plug.
This general concept of sort of risk and statistical literacy, and it's called innumeracy. Innumeracy. So it turns out that a lot of the public are innumerates.
You innumerates!
What a crock of crap. Hey, innumerate. I can barely pronounce it myself. That was this guy's thinking.
Innumerate. Innumerate summa cum laude. What this is unbelievable.
These people are innumerants.
John, you innumerate slut.
Well, I thought denialists, well, at least they had some legs.
No, I like innumerate. That's much better. Which means that you can't calculate risk based upon numbers. That's what it means, right? Innumerate.
I don't know. Is that what it means? Nice. Beats me.
Well, you want to hear him explain it?
No, I don't care. I think he's an idiot. I've lost all respect for the man.
Of course. And for the Mayo Clinic in general. This is an outrage. An outrage, I tell you. Anyway, so does that offset my watching Joy
Behar?
Is he
talking about like viruses for smoking and things like these other, vaccines for smoking?
These guys.
People aren't suspicious about this sort of thing?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Virus. I'm sorry. I keep saying virus, but maybe virus causes smoking. I don't think so.
Vaccine.
But I mean, what is there to cure?